You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
End of the week, Friday the 20th of September. Welcome to the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal. Let's get started with our top trading ideas for you from our experts over at India Nivesh Securities Limited. This is what they have to recommend. Apollo Tyre Limited is a sell. Last traded price, 175 rupees. Target, 168 rupees. Stop loss at 183 rupees. Downside here, 4%. Bata India is a sell. Last traded price, 1,530 rupees. Target, 1,450 rupees. Stop loss at 1,580. And downside, 5%. So those really were our top trading ideas for the day. Now it's time to give you a heads up on what happened in the markets yesterday and the pointers to keep in mind today.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
So it was really quite a bad Thursday for the local equity markets after that one blip in the positive that we saw on Wednesday, but the decline seems to continue. And what dampened the sentiments? Well, the US Fed's hawkish outlook and also slowdown woes that continue, these are what really hit the Indian markets yesterday as well and saw the equity benchmarks hitting a seven-month low. The S&P BSE Sensex and Nifty plunged more than 1% each, and they ended at their lowest level since February of this year. The Sensex plunged more than 400 points yesterday and the Nifty lost over 100 points, but the latter did manage to close above the 10,700 level on a closing basis. So the final tally would be Sensex at 36,093 and the Nifty closing 135 points lower at 10,704. Nifty Bank as well turned negative yesterday for the year, down 415 points, and the mid-cap index also fell in line with the decline that we saw in the benchmarks. The US Fed's hawkish commentary played the spoiled sport yesterday, but the domestic cues also had their part to play. Low tax collection and IMD's report on floods damaging crops dented the sentiment. The S&P Energy Index plunged 2%, followed by the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index, which was down 1.9% at close yesterday, and the bank index closed 1.69% lower. The telecom index closed marginally in the green. FIIs have already pulled out nearly 3,000 crores so far in the week and over 7,000 crore for the month of September. Now, on the global front, the Paris-based organization OECD cut almost all economic forecasts that it made just 4 months ago as protectionist policies have taken an increasing toll on investor confidence and sentiment, and the risks continue to mount in the financial markets. The OECD sees world growth at a mere 2.9% this year. The rupee also dropped 10 paise to close yesterday at 71 rupees 34 paise against the US dollar on the back of heavy selling in domestic equities, unabated foreign fund outflows and rising crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets to the tune of 892 crore rupees, whereas the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 645 crores, according to provisional data. In big news to track today, GST Council meeting, that is going to be a big one. This is scheduled to happen today. It's likely to have more importance with the backdrop of expectations from industrialists from various sectors due to the slowdown that we've been witnessing. In fact, the outcomes of the meet will be important in giving direction to the economy. The council is expected to have a discussion on possible rate rationalization on automobiles, biscuits, real estate and hotels. FMCG tax rates on 100 rupees per kg biscuits might be reduced from the current 18% to 12%. Reports suggest that reduction in GST rate for the auto sector is unlikely due to the expected sharp revenue loss for the government, with the tax collection missing the target and oil prices rising. But experts still believe that the government can think of losing revenue from the short to medium term, and then they can, of course, roll back. The GST Council will also take up the proposal of linking the new GST registration with Aadhaar. The council is likely to give a go-ahead to this proposal, according to officials. Now for the technical view on what happened in the markets yesterday. Well, the Nifty formed a bearish belt hold kind of a pattern on the charts, which deploys a sell on rise strategy. The upside is seen capped in the 10,800 to 10,845 levels, while a close above the 10,845 level can be considered as an initial sign of some strength for the near term. Trading is below the crucial short-term moving averages. The crucial levels to watch out for today would be 10,637, 10,670, 10,845 and 10,900. Maximum call open interest 11,000 followed by 11,000 strike, and maximum put open interest 10,800 followed by 10,600 strikes. On to take a look at the stocks in the news. Well, the country's largest lender, State Bank of India, said yesterday that it has withdrawn its repo rate linked home loan product scheme, according to several reports. Morgan Credit's MCPL yesterday said that it has sold 2.3% stake in Yes Bank. MCPL held about 3.03% stake in the bank. And finally, Punjab National Bank will raise up to 3,000 crore rupees by issuing Basel III compliant bonds in one or more tranches. And that's really the market roundup on the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.